Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen on a very special holiday reporting from home episode. Yes, I'm here at my house, and I'm right between the turkey checks, which I probably won't be eating for a few more hours because I decided to go to a movie this morning with my sons. And we also have the ever-effervescent producer, Kaina, who is also taking a break from her turkey duties to be able to be here to help me out. And I'm tremendously grateful for that, which happens to be the theme of today's show, Overdue Thanks. So for those of you who are in the L.A. area, the calling number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, especially those here in the lovely San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. You can also log into our chat room. So today is really one of the ultimate days of expressing thanks, at least in our culture. And if there's a day like this that is in another culture, you know, I'm sure that everybody kind of has one, please, you know, call in and let me know or log into the chat room and tell Kaina and she'll let me know. But when we talk about gratitude, when we talk about thanks, it's coming from that place of appreciation of what someone else contributes to our lives or to the lives of others. Saying thank you to somebody doesn't just mean that they did something for you, but that they put out some really wonderful energy and effort into the world. And we all like a little bit of acknowledgement for that sometimes. I always think about, you know, the folks who maybe sometimes don't quite get thanked as often as they could, that are sort of a part of the background, that is a part of the machinery that keeps things going, but yet have a tendency to just sort of fade into the back. And I'd like to acknowledge some of these folks today. I mean, we all, you know, we thank our parents. Well, a lot of us thank our parents. Some, you know, maybe there's other issues. That's another show. But in general, you know, most people are probably fairly grateful that their parents, one, chose to have them, and two, basically gave them a reasonable life. And while nobody's perfect, and in some cases, you know, it went really badly, but for those that it didn't, it's pretty nice to have known that, you know, somebody took care of you and loved you and kind of helped you move up and, you know, get out into the world. And, you know, when we think about thanking teachers who worked with us and helped us and have meant so much to us. We think about thanking police officers and firefighters. But let's look at some of the other folks who kind of keep things moving in our worlds that maybe we don't always think about. I was out walking my dogs, and you know, I do that every morning, and it happened to be on trash day, and it was, you know, sort of drizzly, it was very cold, and a guy pulls up in a garbage truck, and there's like big garbage bins that are next to a preschool, and he gets out of the truck, and he goes, and he's, you know, pulling stuff, and he's, you know, trying to get the thing out so it can be taken over to the truck, and I look at him, and, you know, he says good morning, and I said good morning, and then I stopped, and I said, I want to thank you for help keeping this city looking very nice and making it so it's very pleasant for me to take my walk because, you know, the trash is all taken. And he looked at me and he said, wow, He said, I've never been thanked for that, but you're welcome. And he had this big smile on his face. And I'm sure he went home and said, you know what, some crazy woman, you know, who was crazy enough to be walking in the drizzle and in the cold, thanked me for what I did because it helped make the city beautiful. And, you know, it's things like that. Back in the olden days, it used to be tradition that you would leave an envelope for the garbage men and, you know, you'd give it to them. Or, you know, you'd have an envelope for the mail carrier back in those days, that at Christmas time it was considered right and appropriate to basically tip them for the year, give them a little something that said, you know what, I really appreciate you. And since pretty much I'm fairly certain mail carriers are no longer allowed to take tips or garbage men, it's important that if an opportunity does come up, to be able to thank somebody who kind of does all that background work. You know, the people who clean the hospitals, people who mop out, you know, the bathrooms and the airports. Basically, it's the idea that a lot of stuff happens that keeps things moving that we don't even think about. It's almost like an unconscious thing. You know, the guy picking up trash in the park, the ranger who is at the national park or whatever, when you go to take a walk and, you know, they take the money and, you know, we just think it's like, ah, you know, this guy's taking my, you know, $5, maybe $10 to come in here and park. But they're also doing something very important. They're taking care of something that you get a lot of joy out of. I mean, you know, when we think about it, crossing guards, they go out there and they put their lives on the line every morning, slowing down traffic. Right down the street from where I live, there was a crossing guard who died while she was in service. A car was coming up. The driver apparently was not paying attention. And it was an elderly lady. She had been crossing kids at that corner for over 15 years. And a child didn't get out of the way, and she figured, or it was thought, maybe she figured that the driver would see her because the child was so small, but the driver didn't, and the woman was hit, and she died from the injuries. And I know the person who hit her probably will be haunted by that for the rest of their young lives. You know, it was a young person. It was right near a high school. But the point is that each and every crossing guard out there, you know, in a very real way, is putting themselves on the line to take care of the kids in the community. And, you know, a wave and a thank you might be very nice. The person who is the janitor at the elementary school, you know, cleaning things up, yeah, how often do people just stop and say, you know what, thank you so much for what you do to keep this school nice? We all have lives that are moving, and, you know, we're either going into spiritual pursuits or they're going, you know, we're doing all kinds of things just to make ends meet and keep a roof over our heads if we're lucky to have one. It's important to remember that there's all kinds of things that are going on that we don't have to think about because somebody else is taking care of it. If it's the toll taker at the toll booth, if it's the, you know, guy who's bagging groceries at the grocery store, being able to give them a smile and a wave, or, you know, just to say, you know what, thank you so much for what you're doing. My youngest son is a truck driver, and I'm tremendously proud of, you know, him doing that. And it got me thinking, you know, things get places because of transportation, you know, people. You know, the truck drivers, the, you know, the pilots who, you know, fly the cargo, you know, flights. And all of these things, you know, these are people we could not survive if stuff did not get from one place to another. And the people who do that, you know, maybe we're not happy because, like, oh, my gosh, there's a truck in front of me and I can't get through, or, you know, wow, this truck has to stop at the railroad crossing and I want to go through. You know, we want to get in, we're kind of stuck sometimes in getting where we want to be so much that we don't appreciate the people who are really doing a lot of that behind-the-scene work. Would they rather be somewhere comfortable and, you know, sitting in a nice, cushy office, or, you know, doing something that did not mean they were in traffic all the time? Well, some folks really, really like it. And for them, hey, bless you. But, you know, the idea of only seeing your family once every so many weeks, you know, not being able to see your loved ones, that's a hard thing. And if you're listening and you're out there, either you drive a truck or you know somebody who does, you know, that's blessings to them. Because we could not have the lives we have if it weren't for them. You know, I walk through the park every single morning. And it always looks nice. And Kina has, you know, she can send me little notes. And she mentioned the person who mows the park. Yeah, the person who mows the park. You know, and that keeps it beautiful for everybody. It's all about, you know, those who make it their lives to be in service. And maybe it's not, you know, big and outward like, you know, the wonderful people who choose to become police officers or firefighters or paramedics or, you know, all those who, you know, are right there kind of, you know, it's like, wow, you know, it's obvious they're these heroic people. But there's a lot of heroes. And like I said, maybe, you know, the greatest heroes are the ones who are off cleaning the toilets. Maybe the greatest heroes are the ones who are on their feet serving people food in restaurants. And while, yes, it's a job, and yes, they get tips, you know what? I'll bet they get tired, too. I'll bet just standing there, being in service constantly, having to, you know, smile and put that best foot forward. When I'm in a restaurant, I have a tendency, you know, if I do get a server who is maybe not in the best of moods, I figure, wow, maybe she's been doing this for a lot of hours today, and maybe she just got told she has to work extra, and maybe, you know, the last few people weren't the best tippers. And, you know, it's important to acknowledge them. We all like to be acknowledged. We all like to have somebody come up and say, you know what, I really appreciate you for what you do. Thank you. And as much as I enjoy hearing it, and yes, I do, I actually think I enjoy saying it as much, if not more, because then I look in the face of somebody who is not expecting a thank you, and they go like, wow, you're welcome. Thank you very much. It's not a big thing. It's not a major issue. And for something so small as two little words, thank you. Or if you, you know, want to go four little words, thank you very much. Yeah, being appreciated can make the difference between a tremendously heavy heart and having hope. And going home and saying, hey, somebody thanked me. They told me to have a good day. You know, when I go into a grocery or a department store, and I see a cashier who's, I used to work at a department store once a long time ago, and I remember when you are facing endless people after people after people after people, and, you know, you're trying to do your best, and the person, you know, they got the thing off the wrong rack, and it turns out it's not on sale, and you're going to hear about it. You know, that whole shoot the messenger thing. I think that the world would be a little bit of a gentler place if maybe we didn't shoot the messenger so often. And dear Lord, it's easy. I have had to, you know, call in and ask for, you know, help. And, you know, sometimes you call in and it's like, you know, well, you know, I really can't help you. And the person who answers the phone is the one who catches it. And what I do is I let them know right out. You know, I said, I know this is not your responsibility, and I'm sure if it was up to you, you would just fix it, but I know you can't, and I don't want to take it out on you, so transfer me to someone who I can take it out on. And usually, the first thing I get is a laugh and an appreciation of, you know, it's like, wow, thank you for acknowledging that I'm not the one who makes these decisions. Yeah, you really can move a lot further in certain problem-solving scenarios if the first thing you do is not jump on the first person that you deal with. Because, honestly, they can't help you. That's why they're answering the phone. I spent years as a receptionist. Honestly, we can't help you. And we will help you as much as we can, but then we got to pass you to somebody else. And the idea of simply, you know, if somebody says, well, can you hold a minute? You say, yes, you know, thank you. And, you know, just giving that little bit of acknowledgement can mean the world. And I'm sure there's a lot of folks who, you know, spend a lot of time in their jobs. They go, they do their jobs to the best of their ability, and they don't get thanked. And they live with it, and it's not a big deal. Life isn't about accepting that things, well, it's not a big deal. You know what? It is a big deal. And it's important. It's important for us to receive, and it's important for us to give, to be able to validate that someone is contributing to the world. And it may be that they're just cleaning out a toilet. But you know what? If they didn't do it, it'd be a mess. And I appreciate them because that's not a job I want. You know, to appreciate all those who are out there at 4:30 in the morning picking fruits and vegetables so that I can just walk into a store or I can just walk into a farmer's market. I don't have to be up at 4:30. All I have to do is go somewhere and pick something up and pay for it, and that's as much effort as I need to put in. But somebody had to make that effort, and I really appreciate those who do because it's not easy. There are so many jobs and positions and things out there that are not easy and are not noted. And I encourage each and every person to think about someone that maybe they pass by. Maybe it's the person who cleans at their office. Maybe it's just the person who comes in and waters the plants so that the plants look nice. Maybe it's that one person who always happens to come in early and make coffee for everybody. Or when the coffee pot is empty, they make a new pot rather than just let it sit. A thank you means the world. And I would like to focus on the one person in almost all of our lives who we thank least, who does the most for us, but we never think to say thank you. And that's ourselves. How often, you know, do we get up and, you know, think, wow, body, thank you so much for the fact that getting up today for me was an option. You know, thank you for letting that cold hold off so I could go and do the things I need to do. Thank you for giving me the energy to work more hours than I thought that I could. Thank you for helping me to, you know, get up and deal with the kids when I was up all night with one that was sick. Being able to thank ourselves is probably the most important thing that anybody could do. To look into a mirror and just say, I am thankful for me. I am thankful for my life. I'm thankful for the opportunity that I have to help others. Or I want to be thankful for the fact that sometimes I think of myself and I put myself first because I deserve it. Go me. I like that phrase, go me. Because that's what it is about. That's the first person we need to take care of, you know. And maybe it's, you know, that your feet would hurt, and then you get up one day and, you know, you're able to walk around, you do okay. Yeah, thank you, feet. You know, thank you, you know, head that is there for me to think up all the stuff I need to think and to figure out the things I need to figure out. Thank you, body, for even though I don't treat you as well as I could, you're still there and you still help me do what I need to do and get done what I need to get done. I have, you know, dear friends who are constantly overworking themselves. If anybody needs anything, they're right there and, you know, they get hurt and it's like, that's okay. Nope, I'm fine. Moving on. And they really ask a lot of their bodies and they ask a lot of themselves. And themselves always performs and always steps up. The body somehow manages to get that extra bit of energy so that wood can be chopped for someone else who needs it. I mean, you know, there isn't a mother out there who has dealt with, you know, being up every couple of hours to feed a newborn. I had one who was getting up, you know, every couple of hours at night, and then my older son was up all day. And sometimes I just didn't know where I was going to find that energy. And somehow the body just kind of kept going. And I do believe spirit has a lot to do with that. It's, you know, that thing that drives us. That, you know, when, you know, they talk about the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. You know, pretty much the body is willing to give everything it's got. And thanking ourselves for moving forward, for doing our best, for trying to do the right things, and to be able to take care of ourselves. That sense of gratitude that we need to have when we look in the mirror. You know, they say you should look in the mirror every day and say, I love you. Look in the mirror and say, thank you. Because even if you don't hear it from anybody else, it's important for you to say it, for you to receive what you're giving in that same moment. I may not be perfect, but hey, I'm not so bad. Sometimes that's all it takes to shift the energy away from, you know, just getting overwhelmed to going, wow, I appreciate myself. I appreciate what I do. I understand that maybe I do a hard job or I have to take a hard line, but I'm going to keep doing it and I'm going to keep moving forward. And without our bodies, that really would not work real well. And if you were able to get up this morning and go run errands that you didn't want to run, or, you know, oh my God, I forgot to get this, just the ability that you could get up and say, okay, body, I need you to get up out of this bed and we need to go do this, and it does. That's pretty cool. So make sure that you are remembering to appreciate yourself, to be grateful that you have endured all this stuff that has happened in your life and you're still moving forward. I always think of the fact that at one point I had changed my name and I considered my life prior to the name change. Well, it was by birth, my name was Arlene, and events happened in my life where I wanted to remake myself, to reclaim myself. So I took the name Eileen, which my father always called me, and it really was a name that I always liked. And it was really easy to go, okay, I am walking away from Arlene. She is, that's the old me. I don't want to deal with that, and, you know, and this whole new me, and I'm moving forward, and that's back there. The thing is, everything that Eileen would ever achieve was because of what Arlene endured, survived, learned from, and moved on. It's very easy to want to walk away from the old self because we see all the flaws. But it was those same flaws that helped us become who we are ultimately going to be. And if that's not worthy of gratitude, I don't know what is. And being able to acknowledge, you know, either ourselves or others for efforts made, that is a very important thing. We love hearing it, and it's important that we express it. To actually thank your kids for being who they are, exactly who they are. To appreciate, you know, the works that they do, the lessons that they learn, and the lessons they teach. Even if someone irritates you, they're offering you something. There's a gift in it because there's an opportunity to grow. There's an opportunity to gain and to become wiser. And I encourage everybody to find someone that you can thank, find someone you can appreciate, and more than anyone else, find a reason to appreciate yourself, because really you don't need one. As long as you're there, that's a reason to appreciate you. And that's a reason to look in a mirror with pride at what you've accomplished. And sometimes it's hard to think about what we accomplish. But, you know, give it a thought. And appreciate yourself. Thank yourself. Thank your body, thank your mind, thank your spirit for being who you are. And say thank you to someone who's not expecting it. Maybe going, if you go to the movie theater to see one of the many movie things that come out, and everybody's going out and there's that person standing there waiting to go in and mop up and scoop up and sweep up all that people leave, look at them and say thank you. And that you appreciate what they do. And it's nice to have a clean theater. And that can apply to almost anybody. Heck, thank the person who bends over and picks up their dog's poop when they walk. That's worthy of a thank you. You know, and someone who always does it and someone who sees that other people don't, it's like, you know what, I really appreciate when somebody does that. It doesn't matter what you're thanking them for. Just say thank you. And like I said, put yourself at the top of that list of people that you need to thank. It'll really feel very good. So, thank you all for listening. And I know a lot of folks listen in archives. And I want to sincerely thank all of you for that. This has been just and so amazing that I, you know, have come on the air each week, and I see that, you know, thousands of people are logging into archives. And I'm humbled by that, and I thank you all so much for being there and sharing this space with me. And in the spirit of thanks, I wish to thank my wonderful producer, Kina, is truly one of the unsung heroes of a lot of the works that I do. And I acknowledge her and appreciate her because, you know, she's going through all kinds of things and moving forward in her own life, and she always makes a point of helping another and showing appreciation for another. So I really, really appreciate her because truly most of the stuff I do, I wouldn't be able to do without her. And I also appreciate a woman named Michelle who first brought me to Blog Talk Radio. So Michelle, if you're listening, thank you, my friend, and I appreciate you. So happy Thanksgiving, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next. Blessings to everyone. Take care. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Bye-bye.